Welcome to Rituals, a poetic way to navigate life. My name is Venus, and I'm happy to meet you here in this space out of time. On this podcast, I share with you a little piece of me in the hope that it might shine a light on a little piece of you, or at least reflect back something useful and beautiful that already exists as you. After all, we are each other's mirrors. When I first started getting into poetry was actually when I lived in South Korea. And a friend of mine, she showed me an Andrea Gibson album, and it did so many things to me. I still remember not knowing what to do with myself. It was like sensations of creation, sexual feelings, a sort of clutching, a melancholy, a desiring, a curiosity just awakened so much in me. And I'd always written poetry and it had always been around in my life, but this was something else. This was a new life that I found given voice to, the spoken word. And since then, many decades later, it feels like I've realized that words really are spells. And as I did some research on poetry, apparently one of the first things to ever be written was a poem. As we know, before we had the written language, there was only oral transmission. So we would share our stories and that would be passed from person to person. So our listening capacity also had to be on point because we had to honor that story as it was the way through our voice that it's going to be handed down through the generations. And largely, I think this is a reason why poetry became, you know, less popular, is because people became less, I was going to say listening became less popular, but in a way, people just became less prone to listening. Everybody wanted to be the one speaking and just stop listening, to really, really listening. And so when I started doing these events in Seoul, I called it Word Food. It was so touching and brilliant to see these people coming forth and bringing their power and their potency, their spells, their announcements. And poetry has forever impacted me in that way. And now I really see it as such a vessel for healing. Listen, says the poet. Takes your heart by the hand and coaxes you into exploring feeling. Believing again in possibility hardly makes you insane, she reminds. Shows you the gateway into seeing your pain as having a place, a purpose, an inbuilt gain. Unknown until distortion's veil lifted once again. Not just a tangled torment formed from curses, to discern gold in the darkest of its verses. The swoop, the dip, cool like the quiet of winter's forest. The rise, the plummet, tales of woe in prose, a lesson crafted only you truly know. May you find healing in words. May you listen for those clues and words and sounds inside the moment. There's so much poetry all around us. I love you.